Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the word of the Lord. Dearly beloved, dear sisters and brothers in Christ, at the seminary, this is the week of sending. This is the week of requests and assignments, of calls and placements, the week of sending. Sending for what? Sending to what? Sending to do what? As the Father has sent me, Jesus said, I am sending you. For what did the Father send Jesus? To what did God send his Son? To do what? Listen to the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 19. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Listen to the inspired words of the Apostle John in his first letter, the third chapter. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus was sent to the world, to destroy the works of the devil, to seek and to save what was lost. That is why the Father sent his Son. That's why those who are called and chosen by Jesus are sent into the world. That's why those who are going out from here are being sent to destroy the works of the devil, to seek and to save what was lost. Sent for what? For lost souls, to seek and to save. Sent to what? Sent to the world. The God-hating, self-loving world. Sent to do what? To destroy the works of the devil, to set free those who are captive to sin and death and condemnation. That's why Jesus was sent. And it is Jesus who says, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Oh, no, Lord, not I. I'm not able to do that. Of course not. You're absolutely right. You're not able to do that. Listen. With that, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In our own strength, we would surely fail. We would fall flat on our face in failure. So instead of falling flat on our face in failure, let's fall flat on our face before the Lord in humble praise and supplication. Let's call on Him to give us His strength. Let's call on Him to be our strength. Let's put all our trust and hope in Him, for we belong to Him. And the means of grace are His means of grace, and He holds the keys of death and Hades, and the church is His church, and He is the maker and owner of all creation. Zechariah 4:6 says it about as well as it can be said. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. As stewards of the mysteries of God, we go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit to carry on the mission of Jesus in the world as He directs us to do, to seek and to save what was lost, to destroy the works of the devil. The very gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ when we are working in the power of His Spirit. The blind shall see, the lame shall walk, the captives shall be set free, and those who are dead in trespasses and sins shall be raised to new life forever and newness of life today. This is the week of sending. For what? To what? To do what? You know the answer. Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. May the peace of God that passes all understanding stand guard over our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.